BBC Three Counties Radio on a Friday night, and running into the studio now, it's like Dream in Colour. Hello, boys!
Good evening. How are you?
How are you? You all right?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, not so bad. Thanks, mate. Yeah,
I'm just the same.
Just reminding people to use microphones in the studio. So tell us about your musical tunes. We're going to play Strangest Place in a minute, aren't we?
You are indeed, yeah. It's our new single. It's our debut single.
I was going to say, yeah, there's nothing official for you guys yet, is there?
This is the first one.
Excited?
Very excited. Very, very excited. It's out on the 5th of December.
Right.
There's a tour to go with it. Starts on Wednesday, so we're just gearing towards that at the moment.
Where can we get the single from then?
You will be able to get it everywhere, digitally. Everywhere.
Is it going to be on all the download sites?
It will be, all of them. Every one of them.
And at gigs, can we get a physical copy?
Yes, you can. You can.
So where are the gigs then?
We're starting in Bath on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Then Thursday we'll be playing in Guildford.
We've got a sold out one in London on Friday.
Well done, nice one.
Yeah, should be good, that one. All of them will be good, actually, come to think of it. I hope.
And are you coming back to the Three Counties? Are you doing any gigs in the Three Counties?
No.
None at all?
No.
Oh,
we're going to see where we're going after that. We're in London, then Leicester, Coventry, York, Glasgow and Stoke.
What's the best gig? What's the best gig you've ever played?
That's where the darts landed.
The best gig we've ever played for me is in Innsbruck in Austria.
Right?
Cool.
It's a very good gig. The crowd out there are absolutely crazy.
I was going to say, was it the crowd that made it?
Big time, yeah.
It's a wicked venue, though, as well. It's our favourite venue. We've done it like 3 times now. And, we got the match ball for that one. And the last 2 sold out, which is really cool. And they're just so, I don't know, they're really responsive over there and they really kind of get it.
Because that can be quite tricky, couldn't it? You know, not just going to a new town or city, you know, from where your original fan base is, but going to a new country. You know, that might be listening to a completely new set of music.
Well, I was quite nervous about it, but they just sort of took to it, like, straight away, so I was very confident. It's like the second and third time we went back, we knew it was going to be a really good gig.
So it's gone down so well.
Yeah. I doubt anyone from Austria is listening to this because it's a bit far away.
It's a little bit.
But if they are, I think we're coming back.
Ah,
coming
nice back one. You after nice Christmas one. Brilliant there. Point. So the single, the release is there going to be followed by an album or anything like that?
We're going to take it, I think, one single at a time. There's no plans for an album. We're not going to rush it. But yeah, I mean, there's enough stuff there now for an album, and it's definitely something we're looking to do, but there's no imminent plans as yet.
How do we find you on the internet? Are you Facebooking, twitting?
We're all there. We're everywhere.
Yeah?
We're everywhere. But idreamincolourband.com is probably the best place.
idreamincolourband.com.
Yeah.
And
you can branch out to your social media.
Your social media choice. Your choice. Nice one, guys. Thank you so much for coming in. I think we've talked about it enough. It's time to play it, isn't it?
So
this is. Will you introduce it for us?
This is Strangest Place.
Yes.
And who are you?
I Dream in Colour.
Nice one.